Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, SharkyNorthHills.com. Mike Tomlin responds to Chase Claypool's "Let's get DJ Kelly in town for practice," or who else? Or Deadmouse?
Is he Deadmouse? Man, you got Who Kid? You got a whole bunch of DJs
is
out
DJ
there.
Is DJ Who Kid the guy who would DJ Who Kid yell his name in the middle of
DJ
every?
DJ Who
yeah.
Kid.
So we got guys.
Why do I hear, when we're talking about DJs, does the phrase, is somebody going, Clubanas, like, coming to my mind?
How about the
right
horn
now
that goes, bam, 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 bam?
Come on, man. If you don't got the horn, man, you're not doing it right.
We'll see how Tomlin feels about
what
that.
What else is there? DJ K-Slay, I remember back when I was listening.
DJ Clue. I mean, we got a ton of DJs out there, man.
Jazzy Jeff.
Okay. Take us way back there time. I see you.
Craig Riley is now our boss. He's on the line from his newly built palatial studio. One of the perks of being in charge here at 93.7 The Fan. The people want to know what is going on with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And the person we turn to is our head honcho. Craig?
A lot is going on with the Pirates. Where do you want to start?
Roberto Perez signs 1 year, $5 million. He's their new catcher. Jacob Stallings gone. Tell us why.
My thought is they traded Stallings knowing that they could sign Perez, and that's exactly how it worked. They weren't going to trade Stallings unless they had somebody ready, and they figure that this guy, I mean, carries pretty much no bat with him from what I could see, is probably defensively good enough to help developing pitchers, and that's what they care about until they get Henry Davis here.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
But why not just have Stallings do it instead of Perez? Like, what?
Why not? The value of trading him. It's probably never going to be higher, and that had to be how they looked at it.
What do you make of the return they got in that deal?
It's okay. I thought if they were going to trade Stallings, they were going to have to get blown out of the water to do it because of how good he was defensively and for their pitchers. So
they're still in the water on this trade. They didn't get blown out of it. They're still sitting on one of those blow up floats.
I don't think the return is great. I'm guessing they do, or they wouldn't have moved Stallings.
Well, I was going to ask, what do you think Perez brings to this team anyways?
A glove, not a bat.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
So he doesn't even show up with a bat bag. He just says, I'll use whatever here.
Well, much like Michael Perez last year.
Well,
he might as well not have.
How bad is it with him? Like, what are we talking no bat?
149 and 165 the last two seasons. Is
correct.
My understanding. That's right. I do my homework, boss.
Well, he's
that is impressive.
He was a Cleveland Guardian. So you have an area of expertise.
Thank you.
There.
That's very kind of you.
Do you buy into the notion that they're trading Stallings now because they think that there's not going to be pitch framing next year with an automated strike zone?
No. I don't think that's coming that soon.
Do you think they're going to trade Brian Reynolds?
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
I don't think they will. If I were them, I would offer him what I would think is a market value deal.
Yep.
And if he turns it down and says he doesn't want to be here, then I would probably have to consider moving him.
Why did they get rid of Moran?
That one kills me. I don't know. I'm totally biased. I love that guy.
Guys, you know, red beards stick together, right?
But what do you think the logic is with that one, Craig?
That, to me, looks like they're non-tendering some guys right now, because my thought is they're probably looking at what the price tag is on each of those guys, and it's not worth it to them. So they're going to get rid of Stephen Brault and Colin Moran, and they probably spend about the same amount of money it cost for those two as they're now paying Yoshi Susugo and Jose Quintana.
Is that an upgrade? Is that a good swap?
Quintana probably is, just because you can rely on him and they need somebody like that. Because remember the end of last year, they were throwing out anybody.
Rely on him for what?
Plate.
Innings, Chris.
To make starts. He eats innings. Over the last, I think, 5 years,
devour
he's
innings.
Missed a start.
Hey, that's his job,
and they
man.
Need a guy.
Now, Craig, what do you think are the next, like, pressing things that you think the Pirates are going to do, man?
Huh. sign people is what they should do. They have to field a full roster, and I can't figure out who they're going to put out there right now on that. The most pressing thing, honestly, it's not even anything at the major league level yet. The most pressing thing for them as an organization is continue to develop that next wave of guys. Like, make sure when O'Neill Cruz, like, eventually gets here next year, he's really ready to go. When Roansy Contreras gets here, he's ready to go. That's more important than anything they're probably going to
do in terms of
free agent
signings. Moves, like, opened up a spot for Cruz to play this year?
It could. I mean, they signed Gamble. I wouldn't have done that. But they have Anthony Alford if they want to start him, Reynolds, and Gamble in the outfield. But Gamble and Alford could still stink and open up a spot for Cruz to move to the outfield if they
want. Did Cruz play outfield in fall ball?
They were going to put him there. I'll be honest with you. I had bigger things on my radar than tracking O'Neill Cruz in fall ball.
Oh. Whoa!
Congratulations.
On all your success.
Arthur, do you want to say anything? This is the first time you've talked to Craig since he formally became your boss.
You notice I'm a little nervous. I don't know what to say. Like, do I address him as
totally
Mr. Boss
it,
man? Like, yes, sir. I love all of your takes. Like, I just, I'm
It came
nervous.
Up in his introductory well, meeting. One of the women on the sales staff said, are we still allowed to call you Craigers? And he said, Mr. Craigers.
Mr. Craigers. Well, I will say this. I think your hair looks amazing today, okay? So that's got to count for something. I love all of your shoes, especially your lucky Jordans that you were only on special occasions.
That's a good take.
All right. There we go. And I think you got the best coverage of the Pirates ever. Yep.
Wow.
Very strong takes.
Shout out to the boss.
Craig, thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye, boss.
There you go.
Goodbye.
Our boss had Pirates takes and wanted to get on the air, and we accommodated
him. We're joking. That is still very weird. Goodbye, you are my boss. I have worked with you for a decade plus.